Chandler Hutchison was talking to the media. Chandler, of course, the Boise State basketball player, who still is a Boise State basketball player, although he at one point declared for the NBA draft, but did not hire an agent and ended up coming back to Boise State last year, averaged just over 17 points per game, shot around 50% from the field, and really took off, averaging 8 rebounds, kind of filling the James Webb role from the year before. Chandler Hutchison went through that process, ended up saying coming back to Boise State, and this was what he said about his experience through that process.
I was able to do a couple workouts, and you know, the feedback is something that not a lot of people get, and that's one of the, you know, benefits from being able to do that. You know, it was cool to hear some of the stuff I had already kind of known and have been already working on, and then also to hear stuff from, you know, NBA guys of little things like, you know, the weight, the body weight, and the kind of the size and type of stuff that they see with my body shape and everything. But, yeah, it was cool to do that. And then basically I was, even after those workouts, I was here for about a week after that and was still able to, you know, when no one else was really here, to continue to work and kind of gain an advantage that way. So that was pretty cool. But, you know, just from my knowledge and the people around me and coaching staff, I just knew that, you know, I still believe there's a lot of things I can continue to get better at, you know, just continue to work on that, extending that range and that shooting range and just getting stronger playing through contact because, you know, NBA is a grown men's league, and you don't want to let emotion with all the things of, you know, wearing the NBA workout gear and talking to those guys and being in those arenas convince you to put yourself in a position where you might not be ready to be right away. So I just felt like where I was, and I mean, if I look at it a year from now, how much better I can continue to get based on the stuff that I know now and what I've already worked on, and seeing that jump, I believe it could be a, you know, an even bigger jump to put myself in a better position a year from now.
Again, that was Chandler Hutchison talking about his process of going through the NBA draft workout phase, although not going into the draft after he decided to come back to Boise State, never did hire an agent. This is Idaho Sports Talk, Chris Lewis, Darren College. And that's the unique thing, I guess, about the NBA versus the NFL process, where once you kind of commit, you have to go through the process. You have to hire an agent. You don't have that thing where you declare and then you're able to come back. That's the positive change that the NCAA/NBA kind of put in a couple of years ago, which allows these players to go through the process of getting the feedback, go through a couple of the workouts, and if you like what you hear or don't like what you hear, regardless, you can still make that decision to come back to college and improve your draft stock.
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity for somebody like Chandler Hutchison. I'm for most guys, I really wish it was an opportunity for NCAA football players too. Because it's not only a chance for those players to really learn something new, but it's a chance for those teams to start getting an early eye, early hands on a guy. And for Chandler, like, he's getting some great coaching here, but the things he learned there are going to be in value. Stuff that, you know, NBA coaches want to see, what he needs to improve on. Like, hey, your workout's great on this aspect, but here and here is where you need to improve. And he can bring that back and say, hey, coach, these are the places I need to work on. They think I need to work on. I want to continue to work on those with you. I want to grow as a player. I want to make myself better. And that stuff he can bring down to his other teammates that maybe didn't have that opportunity. He can pass on that information. So the fact that he hasn't had to hire an agent and gets to go do those workouts, I mean, that's invaluable to him. And it gives him a great head start on what he's going to go through again next year.
And he did mention like some of the things that he got the feedback on what he needs to work on.
Yeah.
And I remember, I don't know if he said it specifically in that answer, but I know he said it in the release when it was announced that Chandler was coming back to Boise State. He mentioned the shot needs to improve or get more consistent. He needs to add to the range on the three-point shot. He shot 38% last year from deep, but on less than 70 attempts, so it wasn't really the large sample size from behind the arc. But it brings up an interesting case, and you being a former NFL player, I feel like you're somebody who could get insight on this process of trying to achieve individual goals, because remember, Hutchison on NBA draft day tweeted 365 days, which I interpreted as 365 days from now, it'll be me as one of the guys who will be drafted. So this is clearly something that he has a goal in mind. But how do you show some of the things that you're trying to improve upon if the team scheme doesn't allow you to show those certain skills? And I'm not saying that like he's limited in the Boise State offense. I don't know what Boise State's going to look like next year, but he didn't shoot that many threes last year. There are instances where Hutchison and the sets that the offense has for Boise State, where he's getting the ball low post or high post, not beyond the 3-point line. it'll be interesting to see if he gets the opportunity to put up more three-pointers to show how he's increased the range, because you can't put something on tape that your scheme doesn't allow you to do. And in the NFL, where you have free agency and you have contract incentives, you have that situation come up too, where there's individual motivation and incentive for you to show certain skills that maybe the team isn't letting you be able to showcase out on the field.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you could be, you know, they could be like, hey, we need more of a power, you know, run blocking out of a guy like an offensive lineman like me, and be like, well, I run a zone scheme. Like, I'm not going to do that kind of blocking. So that's a challenge. I think as a basketball player, you have a little bit more individual freedom to kind of, you know, if he needs to shoot better from range, he's just going to have to work on that and show his time. And again, usually they're going to say if you win games and you have a successful team and you make the guys around you better, that's the ultimate goal. But you look at a guy like Markelle Fultz, who was drafted number one overall, went to a team that did nothing last year, and he was able to go number one overall. So there has to be some individual success there. And he said he's got to have a little bit better range, and he's got to grow stronger as a player, especially with the ball in his hand and in traffic. He says he's stepping into a grown man's game. That's stuff that he can bring out at BSU. And, you know, if he becomes a better shooter from outside and gets more range, I got a feeling BSU is going to allow him to have that opportunity here. So he's just got to continue growing as a player. Hopefully BSU is able to work around that, but the NBA knows that. And if he works on those skills all season, even if he's not able to do it in the game necessarily every single weekend and week out, when he goes back to those workouts again next year, he's going to be able to show, hey, I've grown as a player here. You have my tape from last year. You have my workouts from last year. Here's where I am this year. Here's the improvements I've made. Now give me the chance to do it in your system, and I'll show you how much more I can grow.
And you mentioned, like, Boise State, the way they play, it does allow more, you know, player empowerment, if you will, more freedom. Like, he'll have his chances to shoot from some threes for sure. But, like, there's also, he's one of the few players who can rebound at a high level and can be on the interior at a high level as well. Boise State does have other players, you know, coming back on the roster who are certainly capable of hitting perimeter shots. Just not all of them are able to do a lot of the other things that Chandler Hutchison can do. So you don't necessarily want them just hanging around the 3-point line all game shooting threes. But, like, this reminded me of a contract incentive situation that a quarterback had this past year. Now, he didn't really get a chance to have this be something that he had a chance to achieve because he was hurt, but the Robert Griffin III had a contract incentive where if his quarterback rating was between like 85 and 89, he would get a certain bonus in the contract. When you are dealing with quarterback rating, you can sort of play in a way to manipulate that number by a lot of short passes with a high completion percentage, even though you're perhaps on a 3rd and 14, instead of trying to push it for the first down, completing a 7-yard out, that will help the quarterback rating, but it won't help your team pick up the first down. So, and I'd also be more careful with the ball. If you're not pushing the ball down the field and risking interceptions, there's a better chance your quarterback passer rating can be higher. So that kind of reminded me of a situation where just because you have an incentive or an individual number in mind, that doesn't necessarily mesh with the team goal. So at a point, that can become a conflict, right? If you have something in your contract that says, all right, between 85 and above, that's going to be more money for me. However, Hugh Jackson might want me to push the ball down the field a little bit more, but this could cost me money because it's a more risky play.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I've played with wide receivers that have contract incentives based on catches and yards and touchdowns, who have came to the quarterbacks in practice and been like, hey, man, I need a couple more passes this week. I need a touchdown. Or, you know, can you look my way because I got to make my bonus. Guys are trying to take care of themselves, and the quarterback's sitting there going, you know, we've got a game plan we're trying to run, but, you know, if I could try to feed you, I'll try to help you out. Because, you know, coaches know and GMs know that, hey, we got guys that are in a situation where they can earn a lot more money. If we got a chance to shelf them, we don't need them, we can do it. I mean, look, Marshawn Lynch is a perfect example of that right now. The contract he signed with the Raiders, everybody says, it's a great contract. It's a big number, but a lot of his money's tied up in incentives. A 31-year-old running back who splits time with another solid running back, you know, he's got, like, MVP incentive. He's got 1,000-yard incentives. He's got 12-touchdown incentives. And those are millions of dollars by the time you add them all up. I mean, what are the chances the 31-year-old Marshawn Lynch? No, Marshawn's getting the ball on the 2-yard line for sure. Nobody's making that mistake again. But I don't see Marshawn Lynch rushing for 1,500 yards this season.
Yeah, so that'll be a difficult one to achieve. That's just one of those fascinating things, individual goals within a team concept. And if they conflict, how exactly is that situation managed? Not saying it'll be that difficult here with Boise State, because, again, a lot of the goals with Chandler Hutchison match the goals that Boise State basketball wants to have for next season.